good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And we're going to be talking mostly about Rappert's case in Minnesota. Supposedly he was found guilty in a bench trial. We won't know until tomorrow. We'll get the documents and we'll see what they're going to do, but we're going to go over it. I mean, there's all sorts of things. They have never seen anything like this. The federal courts, the people, that these lawyers that are doing these federal courts, they're not bringing up so many issues. And the core issue, whether you people realize it or not, and when you understand it, you must have standing. Like if I was in France, I would have to be what they call either a citizen of France or a national of France. If I wanted to be bound or be protected or whatever the word is to use their constitution if they have one. When I'm in that country, I have only limited access to the French law. I have some protections under the laws of the United States of America because of who I am. Your standing of who you are is extremely important. It is the most important thing in any contract. You can't, I mean, get down to simple contracts. You can't be a, how can you be a party to a contract if you're not a party, if you don't have standing? You got to be a party to that contract. And if you aren't, then you have no business. Common law or kangaroo court. You're not going to go there. And when you start to understand that our republic has been overthrown, there's no doubt about it. By and with the consent of the people, us, you and me, we did it. We can take it back if we start to get some knowledge to understand how to fight these guys. The principalities of evil have taken away our unalienable rights because we have signed up for it. We're supposed to be a citizen of one of the several states. There's supposed to be all of these 50 sovereign states with their own laws, their own constitutions that are joined together under the Constitution of the United States. They're all foreign to each other. They're like in Europe, that they're trying to get rid of the European Union because they got around over there and, oh, you don't have any border control. Welcome to America. We don't have any border control. They use the same game when you go to look at the definition of the United States. It doesn't say comprised of the 50 several states. No, no. It says the geographical boundaries. The outside boundaries. There are no several states. This is a fiction and law that they created, but it's geographical boundaries. Why isn't it the several states? And it's so simple when you start, when you actually go down to this, and having Westlaw is helps tremendously in all this, but of course this nonsense started with the 14 Stat 27 in 1866 to give all the same rights to the Negroes that the whites had. They got it memorialized in the 14th Amendment. Then in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, you know, we could have really naturalized the blacks and they'd have been equal in all respects, but we're not going to tell nobody about that. Nobody will ever figure it out. So that's how the people, we the people, then the states started to moving in and adopting this citizen of the United States for the elective franchise. That's how it got started. Well, it used to be you'd be a citizen of one of the several states when you went to vote. Oh, no, not anymore. The elective franchise is for citizen of one of the several states. The vote thing, there is no, even under the 15th Amendment, and I've got the cases the Supreme Court held that. You don't have any right to the elective franchise as a citizen of the United States because it doesn't damn exist. They just made it up. Out of the thin air. And then they pulled off. I have no idea why, because I can't get enough. I'd have to go to town to get the congressional record on it. It's not available on Westlaw. that far back is how they got the people to vote away the power of the senators. But of course, I can understand you dumb the people down. Oh, well, we don't want to trust the senators of our legislature to put in the representation for our one of the several states. It ought to be in the hands of the people. We got better control of it then. Popular vote. Democracy. Now, we're supposed to have a republic. Not a democracy, a constitutional republic. So when the senators were no longer elected by the legislatures of the several states, 1913, guess what happened? The senators, the several states have no standing. We, the people, the citizens of the several states, we have no standing. So the fiction and law is always there, but it's always subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Ain't that a frickin' hoot? Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And I had seen that for so many years. And I have no idea why I never looked it up. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. You can read this in the 14th Amendment. Everybody thinks you're in the 14th Amendment. No, that's not so. They need our consent. And I've got enough evidence now. Like I say, in Rappard's case, I can't wait to see how this judge got around all this, because I know they are beat so many ways, which we're going to go over today, with the facts and the law. But the 14th reads real, if when you read, when you finally learn how to read it. I'm not an English major, guaranteed. And math and science was my things when I did the high school test. That's didn't quite get 100. I got 99 on them. But I tell you what, and English was not my strong subject for a lot of reasons, because I was getting even with Mrs. Orndorff, the English teacher. Boy, I showed her, didn't I? Wow, not too smart. Anyways, the 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, that's absolutely constitutional. What's somebody born? You're a citizen of one of the several states if you're within the boundaries of any of the several states. So if you're in Texas, you're a citizen of Texas. If you're in North Carolina, you're a citizen of North Carolina. And all of them were also called American citizens. But that's the using the compounding of nouns. American is an adjective. It's a noun describing a type of citizen that was born in the several states. Naturalized. Well, who in the hell is, what's naturalized mean? This is why Trump is right on. These anchor babies that come over here are fictions in law. They have no standing. They can't get there. Congress was given the power of naturalization. And it hasn't changed since the beginning of our republic. It's still there. You're a citizen of the United States of America. You ever see one of them? Somebody that's been naturalized? I have. I got a copy of a couple. Had to redact them because it's illegal to copy them or do anything with them. We would want the people to wake up and actually have some knowledge to understand they're being conned. It's a big con. So that's absolutely true. Born is absolutely true. Naturalized. This is what I finally have started to realize, that in the, this is what makes it extremely difficult. In this nonsensical world, they put in a constitutional element. And then they put in the non-constitutional nonsense. And they mix it all up. And how are we? That's not the way it's supposed to work, obviously. They're supposed to operate within the powers that we gave them. I'm going to go here and I'm going to read this and see if anybody, by the way, if you're calling in, you have to go to the homepage. 800 number temporarily is not the same number. You have to use a 512 number for a couple of days. So if you go to the homepage, if you're going to call in to the show, the 800 number is not working right now. So, anyways, I'm going to read something, then I'm going to get back to this, because what I'm talking about today affects everybody and everything in your all of your life. Everybody. If you do not understand who you are, you're either Christian or you're not. If you want to be under the Creator and the Messiah, it's that simple. You either is or you ain't. And by our actions, being a citizen of the United States, we're saying, I don't want to be a Christian. I don't want the inalienable rights. I don't want what the English fought for the English common law. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I want to read this. I got to find it here in just a minute. And I have somebody call in. I'm going to read it and see if somebody can tell me what the linchpin is here. Let me find it. It's in 5 U.S.C. 550. 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4. That is what the problem is. And how many people are going to know what it is? Let me read it. It's what rulemaking is. I'm going to read this. See if somebody can tell me where the unconstitutional part of this whole thing is. Somebody that's listening. This is the jugular of all agencies. I'm quoting from 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4. There's only one thing in here that's totally unconstitutional. Rule means the whole or part of an agency statement of general or particular applicability and future effect designed to, here we go, implement, interpret, or prescribe law or policy or describing the organization, procedure, or practice requirements of an agency. And we'll leave the rest of it out because I don't want to make it complicated. So it's right there. Designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe law or policy or describing organization, procedure, or practice requirement of an agency, including the approval and prescription of future rates and yada, yada, yada. What's wrong with this? What's wrong? Totally unconstitutional. What's totally wrong with what they're doing here? It's amazing. Nobody's brought this up yet. Texas and 25 states used one part of that. But there is a jugular to this whole agency nonsense. If somebody can, like I say, it's in future effect designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe law or policy or describing an organization, procedure, or practice requirement of an agency. Somewhere in there, there's something really dastardly wrong. And I'll leave it there. We'll see if somebody calls in for a little bit. We're going to get to it. But so, anyway, back to this citizen of the United States. And see, I went in to, and you could go to the law library if you don't have access to Westlaw or Lexis. You can go out and see. Back in 1913, the real party of interest in all federal litigation was United States, period, or the United States. After 1913, all of a sudden it started changing to United States of America. Isn't that just special? So what happened? Why would the real party of interest in the federal courts change? And by about 1916, somewhere, most of the United States had filled. It took them several years to get the lawyers all trained up. I don't know how they do that, but they do it. And so it was United States of America is the real party of interest, which I've got in two IRS cases says the United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That ought to be a clue. How does the United States of America end up being a sovereign body politic, and how does that work with the Declaration of Independence? I thought we the people was. You think? Inalienable rights from the Creator. That's where it started. A limited delegation of power. From we the people to the people that work for us. in three branches of government with an office, which means there has to be a prescribed thing that they do. Federal, they got to be officers of the United States or inferior officers of the United States. State level, they're public officers of the United States. Do you know how many public officers are public officers of the state? Do you know how many public officers we have in Alaska? None. Confirmed. There's not one in the whole frickin' damn territorial boundaries of Alaska. And I would offer to say there's probably not one in any of the, quote, several states in existence today. I've not checked them all, so obviously I don't have the facts to back that up. They don't exist. We're in the Matrix. We've been conned. Saul Alinsky, great con man. This is how Hillary and these people get away with this stuff. They lie and they lie and they never admit to the con. They just tell another lie. And they attack the other side with lies. And it works. It's been working. Our republic hangs by a mere thread. It's been overthrown. The only chance we have of stopping and getting some semblance of law back is to get Trump in. Anybody that votes for Hillary or Democrat, I have no sympathy to you. Go to hell, and I hope you burn there very, very crisply. I hope they got plenty of fuel. And then for the Republicans that are in on this, because they're stroking, they're getting money on the scams, I have no use for them. And they're coming out of the woodwork. It's amazing. And these Hollywood types, holy hell, what's wrong with those people? Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the air again here. My Skype is screwing up. Boy, every time I get in with Republic Broadcasting to do the show, I have Skype troubles. Okay. Anyways, subject two. I finally looked that up. And it says the term subject two means... There's a whole bunch of things. Liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, governed or affected by, provided that, provided, or answerable. Usually indicates a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. Do you know what that's called? It's called an implied in law contract. Sign up for benefits. That's what that's called. So they have taken the 14th Amendment and they have gotten around and said all poor persons born or naturalized in the United States is absolutely true. That's the constitutional side. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. They had to put in a qualifier. Are then citizens of the United States and the state where they reside. Why do they have to put in and subject to the jurisdiction thereof? Because they have no statute, they have no constitutional authority, they cannot change who we are and of our status, a man or a woman, unalienable rights under the Declaration of Independence. That's why we have to keep signing up for it. Can't get on a federal jury without saying I'm a citizen of the United States. Why doesn't somebody get around, and I've used that up here, and I know other people have too in Alaska. The judge will call you up and have a little talk, and then they don't want you on the jury because you will pollute the corruption, the con. And you walk out, and people are sitting there scratching their head, and they have no idea what happened. I have met extremely few people that have any idea. They will always say, oh, well, I'm a citizen of the United States, and they have no idea what it is. I used to try to find out what it was, and I'd get a hold of the election people in Juneau, and, oh, well, it's the 14th Amendment. Well, what does that mean? Why do you tell me what it is? Well, it's the 14th. You get an attorney. Right. That's the game. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. That's all citizens of the several states and naturalized as being a citizen of the United States of America. When you come over and you have an anchor baby, you're not a citizen of the United States of America because that's a 5-year process. You don't get a certificate of naturalization. No. You come over and end up in the matrix. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And we keep signing up for it. The people in America are enslaved. We are enslaving ourselves. by our own signature, by our lack of knowledge. My people die for a lack of knowledge, out of Hosea. So anyway, there's the subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and if you haven't gone on the list, on my IRS list, you can get on and send me an email at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. And $250 postal money order. If you can't afford it, just tell me why you... Well, we just got dropped off the line here with Skype. I'm not sure what happened there, but it doesn't surprise me. Every time I say get on Skype on my show, there's something going on. And this particular case, for people that just want to look it up, satisfy yourself, is 687, and it's South S-O, period, 2D, 957. It's the district court out of the Fifth Circuit out of Florida. And there's a whole bunch of other cases, but that's one of many. It's 687, S-O, period, 2D, space 957. I heard somebody talking here, so I'm not sure if we're... I guess we're going to break here. Back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit Heart.
Here, and it just literally pisses me off, these people that don't want to get involved in their own liberty, their own freedom. They have no idea what's going on. I run into a few of these hardened world Democrats. They are freaking stupid. Their mind is literally closed. There's just like Sodom and Gomorrah. There's nothing to do but just light them up. People won't look at the facts. I don't get it. I don't know. It just boggles the mind, and I run into them every once in a while, especially at the rec center. But I don't spend much time with them. I have a very sharp tongue when I get it. I just dispense with them. Can't cure stupidity and ignorance. Just can't. Ignorance can be helped if you have a little bit of a critical thinking, but you have to have some sort of moral guidelines. I want to also, and I am not associated with this woman. I went and I saw it last week. Chris Ann, K-R-I-S, capital A-N-N-E, Hall. I had never heard of her before. And I went over to Palmer and I watched 2 hours, sat there for 2 hours with no break. And then they were going to have an answers question. And because I know the people that were sponsoring this knew who I was, and I told them I was going to ask her a couple of questions, and they stopped that in the open forum, which was not my intent to embarrass her. But it was about the English common law. And then she did a 3-hour presentation about the foundations of the Second Amendment going back in through the English common law. I sat there for 3 hours. Absolutely great information. She does not know what a citizen of the United States is. I asked her out in a thing outside there when I was buying the DVD. She thinks she's a citizen of the state of Florida, which is the wrong answer. It should be a citizen of Florida. I asked her about substantive interpretive regs, and she said, yeah, and then she went to the only other person there, and I knew it immediately. She didn't want to proceed forward. And I asked her aide there that's from Hillsdale College, and she didn't know what I was talking about. So that's fine. But nobody knows all the answers to this stuff. You can't. Because we haven't been taught this stuff. We've been taught propaganda. I know I was. And I come from a grade school that was just one-room grade school. High school, though, they sit there and teach us. But anyway, and I'm just going to mention, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them, but she went back to the 5 founding documents that are behind our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of several states. One of them was the 1100 Charter of Liberties against Henry I. And he was getting out of control, and he did that to get around, and he didn't believe in it, but it satisfied the people. And then by 1200, we had John come along in England. And they had a saying about him that said, quote, foul as it is, hell itself is made fouler by the presence of John, end quote. This is John, King of England. He's the one that was forced to sign the Magna Carta of 1215, which was a guideline for the application of the 1100 Charter of Liberties. They never told us that, did they? Then we had, over in England in 1621, Charles I came in as king, and he dissolves Parliament because they were doing taxation, and the taxation without representation, they implemented the Parliament. So that they had to go through that for taxation, which we have today. We have taxation without representation. Absolutely. We got people that don't eat in Alaska. Until 1949, you had to own property. How can people get around and put tax on property if they don't own any property? That's just part of it. By the way, in the Charter of 1100, they had already were taking away death tax, inheritance tax. Clear back in 1100 in England. They'd already caught on. Today, it's a standard procedure. The government owns the land when you die, and then you got to buy it back. Wow. They did this in 1100 in England. It's amazing. Well, they had Charles I, and he's pretty much like Obama. He was getting around, and he was taking money. He was a great spender. The problem is he was funding the other side. They had the Petition of Right of 1628, which had listed a whole bunch of grievances, and the Great Remonstrance of 1641. Well, guess what? They caught Charles doing this, and what they did to him? They beheaded the puppy. Yep, they did him in. Got rid of him. One of the many grievances was the Star Chamber, which was equivalent to our, it started off, and then they moved it into our at Inquisition, forced to answer all questions, incriminating themselves. That sound like the books and records of the IRS? Faced charges of perjury and held a contempt for unsatisfactory answers. Does that sound familiar? This was going on back in the 1628 time frame in England. They had the Glorious Revolution of 1688 and the English Bill of Rights of 1689 due to the evils of King James II. He was a son of a SOB. Big time. There's five of these documents are behind. Then in the Declaration of Independence. This is part of what's in our Declaration of Independence. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. These judges are beholden to as citizens of the United States, the one that's paying them, and to the states. They're not independent. He has erected, this is of the Declaration of Independence, he has erected a multitude of new offices. They're called agencies. And sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. They're agencies, and people don't even know they're here. Know what to do about them. They don't understand the enemy. They don't understand what this thing is. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. There is no law of the United States for any Subtitle A income tax. It does not exist. We're going to get into that in a minute. Before, if not this hour, the next hour. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering the fundamental forms of our governments. They are now using what's called the Public Rights Doctrine. And they're all the states and the feds. What is it? Took me a while to get to this. I can prove it now. There's no doubt. How can you prove it, some of this stuff? Well, when you go into the tax court of the United States, there is no judicial determination, and they only use, guess what? Public Rights Doctrine, which is a fiction and law started in 1856 in the territories for taxation. These are holdings out of the Supreme Court of the United States. That's why now we don't... I went through the tax court. That was the only remedy to get to the appellate court. So now that I know the tax court, I knew what it was. Now that I can prove the United States district courts are nothing. They don't exist. They tried to mix in Article 4, Section 3, causes it's either one or two out of Hawaii, a territory, with Article 3, Section 2. You can't mix them. You have nothing. You can't have one or the other. They don't mix. They're like oil and water. That's our United States District Courts, and that's our appellate courts, except for the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It operates on subject matter jurisdiction. These other ones operate on geographical. We found you here, not on subject matter. We find the fiction, and then you invoke subject matter. I got this out of a Senate report. This has been going on for, it's like 700 years over there, and we have it 200 years, and we've lost it again in our country. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. That's the public rights doctrine. They don't use the laws of the United States. They don't use the laws of Minnesota in Rappert's case. They use a public rights. It's a doctrine, not even law. I called Hauser, the prosecutor, the expatriator. E-X-T-I-R-P-A-T-O-R. Expatriator. Expatriator is somebody that has total destruction of the laws and the remedies. And that's what they did to Rappert. There's no getting around it. You just cannot make this stuff up. And James II was so bad, it's because he issued edicts. Does that sound like executive orders, Obama? And truth is no defense. Does that sound like where we are today? Truth is no defense. It's irrelevant. They just do what they want. Unbelievable. And, of course, John was so evil. It wasn't the taxation. When he got rid of the taxation, he did what he called forced loans because he had no parliament. So what made him so bad? Because if you didn't pay, let me go back up here under good old John. What you did is you were fined, you were arrested, you were fined, you were imprisoned, you were mutilated, and you were subject to execution. We don't execute for that, but we put you in jail forever, so it might be your whole life. Does that sound familiar? Sound like the IRS? He was the first one that actually started what could be called an income tax. If we don't know our history, we tend to repeat it. England fought for 700 years to get us the English Common Law. I put out the English Common Law on the internet, and somebody put it up so you could download it. I don't know where it is. I'd have to go back and look. But the 1810 Tompkins took all of the English Common Law and Americanized it. And people talk about it, but they don't read it. They don't have access to it. I put it out there for free. Or if you have Skype, I'll send it to you if you're on my IRS list. Got all kinds of documents. I'm in the process now of doing words and phrases. And also all of the the thing that happened before the Amgur 1. It's an amazing set of books. I hate to destroy the bindings on them, but they need to be out there. It's better than one person having it. They need to be out there for as many people who want to read this stuff or have it in their computer or law or share or whatever. If we don't join hands here and get knowledge and fight, we aren't going to be, there's going to be a point where we can't even bring this back, and we're almost to that point now. If Hillary gets in, we're done. That is the most corrupt criminal enterprise that's ever this country's ever seen. Pay off all kinds of FBI guys. Said there's hundreds of people in the government that are tied into this. Probably bring our government down. So if we got to bring it down and bring it back up, what the hell? Let's get it on. Well, I'm going to go back to this rule. What is wrong? Nobody's called in. What is wrong with the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946? It had a good intention, of course, to make agencies get around and just not put it out. If they were going to have the force and effect of law, they had a procedure. But how did they get to that point? Here's what Congress did to them. Here's the killer. Designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe law. All of those are totally unconstitutional. Implement law. They're not supposed to be implementing law. That's the duty of the executive, to implement, interpret the law. Really, I thought the judicial did that. I thought we had a third branch that did that. And the next one is, or prescribe law. Who in the hell can Congress get around and pass off to an agency to prescribe law? I thought that's what Congress did. You think? Unbelievable. So the executive is supposed to be, but in an inquisitorial world, in the fictional world, they can do anything they want. This is what makes why they called FDR called headless fourth branch of government. You're fighting something you can't see, you can't touch, because they're not being, you don't have any control over them. They're not public officers. They're not, they're just there to eat out our substance. Congress turned them loose. And they're making money off of it. It's a con, like Saul Alinsky. We lie, we lie, we lie. Pick a good thing. Oh, it's for your benefit. And the blacks haven't figured this out. They're one of the worst that's been taken in by this Democratic Party. Oh, we're here to help you. Oh, yeah. Get on welfare. Get food stamps. Stay in the slums. Be a slave. I don't freaking mighty. How about getting a job and actually having some honor and make a neighborhood safe again. What a novel idea. Anyway, that's the part that is totally unconstitutional. Right there. It's all, it's done in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. This is what you find when you start researching this stuff out. They do it with a very limited number of words. What's the 14th Amendment? Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. Why do they have to put that qualifier in there? Why didn't they just say all persons born or naturalized in the United States are the citizen of the United States? Because they couldn't. That wouldn't be constitutional. We have to do the con. And if you don't know who you are, you're working for Lucifer. Because our Declaration of Independence is inalienable rights from the Creator. Period. Doesn't say from Allah. Doesn't say from Congress. Inalienable rights from the Creator. And I read off just a few of the declarations, but it's a limited delegation of power from we, the people. When you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, just like this subject to, it's usually... you want a benefit. That's Babcock case way back in the 1919. Anytime you sign up for a benefit, you have no right, you have no remedy, shut the hell up and take your money and go home and they shoot you going to work. That's no big deal.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here. Rappert's case. I had no idea that we could lose that case. There is no way that they can put the law and the facts to support it. Does not happen. Can't happen. But it did. I can't. We'll have to wait till Monday to get it, and I'll be posting it. That judge on the bench trial said, oh, yeah, he tried to talk Rappert out of it, and said, oh, yeah, we can talk the law and the facts and the trial. That didn't happen. He run it as though it was a trial by jury where we couldn't bring up the law. Then after the fact, when Rappert was supposed to do it, and he could be able to bring up the law and stuff, no, he can't do it then, when Rappert was testifying, which we'll be getting the transcript for that. We got the transcript for the Hauser on his closing. Oh, it's all voluntary. Yeah. Wait a minute. How can it be voluntary and you're required to file? It's illogical. The only way, see, it's returned. If you stop and think about this for a minute, a return. What's a return? You want a refund. That requires a prior affirmative act on your part. Somewhere you signed up, and usually it's a former, if that's what I've seen in trials. I saw that up here in a case up here in Alaska. I sat down the first part of it. Well, if you filed once, then you know that you have a known legal duty. Based on what? If that stuff is so illogical, then Rappert put in the law and the things which I'm going to be going over. And Hauser, the expatriate, the guy that's destroying everything, he files a letter. Not even a thing. He says, well, this letter is his response. A letter! I guess he's correspondent to the judge. And the judge was working with Hauser, giving him signals when to how to object, and then the judge would have to help him how to object, and the prosecutor. Can you imagine? Now, this is going on in federal trials, too. They don't even bring up there's five different types of taxes. How in the holy H-E-double-L can you get around and be required to file a return if you don't even know what kind of tax it is? Subtitle A, Part 1, Income Taxes. Subtitle B, Part 20, Estates Gifts. Subtitle C, employment taxes. That's your Social Security stuff for employer-employee status. That's your status, the benefit of being of under the Social Security. But you can't have a deficiency. There is no such thing. Subtitle D is some more excise tax nonsense like they bury into our alcohol. Subtitle E, that's alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. There are five types of taxes under the Internal Revenue Laws. Nobody ever even identifies them. I couldn't make this stuff up. How come nobody does that? Do you think if I was being prosecuted in Alaska, it would be different between property taxes, sales tax, use tax, road tax? You think there might be a little bit of difference between the type of tax it is? Really? How do they get us around that? How do they maneuver that? It's really slick. It's absolutely slick. Because, see, it's to file a return. You don't have to file in. The estimated tax is for citizens of the United States. The return is for citizens of the United States. There's a lot of people that fought this. But see, the thing that they've never seen before is that getting your status right in a... Well, we'll bring it back here after the top of the hour, and then we're going to get into some... the real meat of it.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never...